All right, so on Thursday, I made a post that I will reread to you, and I want to elaborate on it in this podcast episode. I had a brain fart there for a second. I'm like, what am I doing? Oh yeah, I'm podcasting. Oh my goodness. I said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're being spiritually attacked or notice more activity going on around you because you're being more disciplined, leaving toxicity, putting an end to poisonous habits, etc., it's not because you're doing it wrong, meaning like you're not getting attacked because you're doing it wrong. There is no wrong way to leave those things that poison your mind, your heart, or your spirit. You're doing right by your mind, heart, body, and soul, and that is a threat to the toxic energy trying to pull you down. That is a threat to lower vibrational entities. Keep going. You are on the right track. Stay focused, calm, and disciplined. I also noted that even as I was writing that post that morning, my internet went out. It was just out, and I kept going, and I kept writing, and then it went back on. So I want to elaborate on this a little bit, okay? There is a difference between spiritual attack and an attachment, okay? So as you know, myself and Kelly, we do extractions and exorcisms. Now, there's also a difference between extraction and exorcism, which I will get into in a second, okay? So there are attachments which can lead to possession, right? An attachment is when something is clinging onto you. It is already attached to you. This could be a spirit entity, a demonic entity, a parasite, fallen angel, a watcher demon, a giant demon, a sorcerer cord. Like, there are so many things that can get attached to you. Sorcerer, you know, implants, ET implants. There are things called demon seeds and psychic spears, which are actual openings and fuel that come from your own traumas that fuel negative entities and attachments, okay? So when you have an attachment, you need an extraction or an exorcism, okay? So an extraction is a pulling off of. So when something is attached, it may just be clinging on to you, like it's kind of like riding your back, basically. And that's where an extraction takes place, where we pull it off of you, right? Pull it off, clean you off, basically, clear you, rebalance you, seal anything, you know, that needs to be sealed, place protection over you. An exorcism means you are possessed, you are being puppeteered by whatever has been attached and has gotten in. And even as I'm talking about this, my internet went out. I just got the notification that my internet's going out. and it just went back on. Thank you, source. Thank you. So you would need an exorcism because something is already in you and puppeteering you and working off of you because there were tears and openings you have not worked on healing yet or are still in the process of healing, and therefore an exorcism would need to take place because you've hit the stage of possession, right? Okay, so that's attachments and possessions. Like, that's when the entity has a hold of you, all right? Now, this is not the same as being attacked, okay? It starts off as an attack. Because you have something, you are doing something, you are someone that is a threat to that darkness, that poison, that toxicity, all right? You could be attacked for your whole fucking life. This doesn't mean that your life will be miserable. It just means you have to recognize an attack and stay true and disciplined to your ways that make you happy and in alignment. I have had countless people, myself included, actually. I'll include myself in that because that's happened to me, all right? Where we have done our practices, right? Refrained from that which invited that darker entity or those darker influences, and then noticed more activity or attacks made on us. And then we would think, oh my God, am I not doing it right? Is there something I'm doing wrong? How can I improve this? And that is how these entities will play against you, is that they will make you think you're doing it wrong when really you are doing it right, or else they wouldn't be fucking attacking you. Okay? If you are not a threat in any way, shape, or form to these beings, they will not mess with you at all. If you are already living in toxicity, contributing to that toxicity, if you are wolves and doing evil things and basically not looking to better yourself, they will not be interested in you, okay? And this is not to shame anyone, all right? This is not coming from that place one bit. I've been there, you've been there, saints of our past have been there, okay? None of our quote-unquote sins, which just means separation from the divine, it's not a punishment, is unique, okay? None of you is a better or more glorified mistake maker than the other, okay? Like, everybody has their stuff, all right? But if you are living in that, you're already contributing to that darkness within yourself, which means you're already poisoning yourself, right? So they don't have any interest in that. They want to go to the people that are trying to stay disciplined, that are fighting against their inner demons. So if you are getting attacked, which is different from an attachment, you don't have an attachment if you're just being attacked, okay? It is in those moments where you do not doubt yourself, whether it is through prayer, meditation, doing Reiki on yourself, getting some friggin' sunshine, eating better, refraining from excessive overindulgence, like whatever your things are that you know are your weaknesses. And if you're working diligently to strengthen those things, heal the traumas that contribute to them, you are more likely to be attacked. This doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It means you are doing everything right, okay? Don't let these lower vibrational beings attack you at your weak points. They only know your weaknesses. They do not know your strengths. You know what your strengths are. The divine knows what your strengths are. Lean on divinity. Lean on divinity, not delusion. Yes, have you made a lot of mistakes? Sure, but that is not your life sentence. You are not your mistake. You find out more about yourself when you actually go to the core of why you made the mistake in the first place. You know how they say, like, quote unquote, the road to hell was paved with good intentions? There is a good intention in every fucking mistake. Go to the root of that instead of being like, oh, I am my mistake. I should forever be condemned to a life of guilt and shame. No, you should not. No, you should not. That is the evil entities and that low vibration trying to poison you, keep you down, keep you from being successful. Find yourself in the mistake. What was your intention even when you made that mistake? What was your need, your desire, your want? How can you foster that now in a healthy way and not go back to what hurt you and still get your needs met and still stay strong in your faith and on your path in that alignment? You find out so much about yourself even in your shortcomings. And the more you look at those things, the stronger you are against any kind of negative influence out there. I'm not saying you'll be perfect. I'm not saying you won't fall a bunch. You probably will, and that's okay. But I'm telling you, if you're being attacked right now, it's not because you're doing anything wrong. Do not fall into that trap. Do not fall back into the, oh, I'm just a fuck up because look at all the things I've done. I may as well just fall back into it. Like, no. That is what they want. Don't listen. Keep going. The attacks are going to happen, but the stronger you stay in your practices, your faith, your truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you will be able to withstand those attacks, and you will be less likely to get an attachment. I've had attachments before, many times. And I have had to look every single time at, okay, what was an opening for them? Okay, where did I let them in? Where did I write that in my own way? And they could be really subtle and insidious. It's not like, you know, you're doing anything incredibly horrific, but just your doubt, your constant doubt, your constant shame, your constant guilt trip in yourself, that can invite shit like that. Okay? Forgive yourself above all else. Because when you can forgive yourself for whatever it is you keep beating yourself up over, you can also forgive others and not live a life of resentment and mistrust, which separates you from people who are also connected to the divine. And when you can reconnect with people, you can reconnect more deeply and easily to the divine. Lean on Source, lean on God, lean on the divine, lean on God, you know, Goddess, however you call our divine creatrix, lean on them, okay? Don't lean on the lies. Why? Why? What does it do? What does it do? It just perpetuates a false reality that hurt you in the first place, you know? Did you know that the concept of sin isn't a punishment? I know I said that before, but it's really not a form of punishment. It means one, separation from the divine, and two, it is an abuse of one's free will. It is doing something for a short-term pleasure without looking at the long-term effects of it. That is what it means. It is the lack of discipline, the lack of trust, the lack of focus, the lack of belief, the lack of faith, the lack of actual love within your heart. We confuse love with lust a lot, which is why we fall in and out and in and out and in and out of love for each other. Samhain is definitely agreeing because she's just like, hell yeah, mama. I'm only channeling what's coming through me. So I don't believe in using sin or the word as a battering ram against people. I don't believe in that. But I do understand its deeper meaning and symbolism. And that is when we separate and divide and abuse ourselves and each other using this gift we have, which is the freedom of choice, the free will, to create heaven on earth. And we use it instead to create hellish realities for ourselves. When you get back in alignment and you focus on, no, what does heaven mean to me? What does pleasure mean to me? What does happiness mean to me? What is healthy for me? And you focus and stay disciplined on that, you create that heaven on earth, but you also become a threat to those who are agents of chaos and ruin and toxicity. So don't be surprised when you get attacked for it, but also don't be deterred or disheartened or doubtful when you get attacked for it. You are on the right track, and I don't know who needed to hear this today or this week, but I was told to do this on the podcast too. So I love you. If you need help at all, if you need counseling, if you just need someone to talk to, just to talk, find me on Facebook at JP is Zen AF. You can add me on Telegram as well at JP is Zen AF. You can also email me at jpthebosswitch@gmail.com. And I will send prayers and Reiki your way. You are not alone in this. We are all reflections of the divine, and we are here to support each other. You are not alone in this. That is a major aspect of overcoming spiritual warfare of any kind, is knowing you are not really isolated. You are not really alone. You are supported and taken care of. Just believe that. Lean on that. Don't feel like you have to do it all yourself. You don't. You do have to be a willing participant in your healing and everything else, but you don't have to do it all yourself. Okay? Remember that. I love you. Bye for now. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart and the core of my soul for listening to Holy Shift Radio. Whether you've been listening for a while since we began or you are just tuning in now, I give so much thanks to you, all of you, for listening. If you'd like to keep the conversation going, you can find me on Facebook at JP is Zen AF. You can find me on Telegram at JP is Zen AF. You can also email me at jpthebosswitch@gmail.com. If you'd like to be a part of my online portal, Holy Shift Magic and Medicine, an online resource for mind, body, and spirit well-being, you can go to patreon.com/feeltheholyshift. There is a ton of classes, meditations, full body healing portals, and so much more even yet to come there. And your choice of your monthly donation in this portal not only goes to your self-paced learning, growing, and shifting, but it also goes to helping me to help my community even more. And as a member, you get 20% off any and all distance services such as spiritual counseling, Reiki, tarot readings, and so much more. So if you'd like to head on over there and get access to meditations, classes, full-length trainings, healing portals, and so much more, go to patreon.com/feeltheholyshift. Blessed be, and thank you again for being all that you are.